When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Josh Ohnson has once again restocked the refrigerator with Capri Suns because we are children.
I mean, that's what they don't tell you in radio school is that, hey, one day you're going to have to go to the grocery store and buy Capri Sun for your talent. I didn't have to. I chose to.
This one has Animal Crossing on it, so I expected it to taste like a video game or something. But it's actually just Pacific Cooler with Animal Crossing branding on it.
I didn't know kids were still playing Animal Crossing.
I didn't either.
I thought that was a thing during COVID, and after COVID, we all just said, yeah, no thank you.
Quick take, real quick.
Love a quick take.
It's about television.
Oh, love television.
So The Bear just dropped a teaser trailer, which is stupid, by the way.
The idea of teaser trailers?
Kind of. Unless it's like
if you actually tease something.
Yeah, unless it's a prestige TV show that I actually care. Unless you're teasing something. In this case, it was just a zoom up of Jeremy Allen White's face, and then they zoom back out, and they're like, The Bear's coming out on June 27th. But that's not the take. Here's the take. All of the episodes are coming out on Hulu on June 27th. Why?
Great.
Are you idiots, Hulu? Release it week by week. Do you want people to talk about your show? Do you want there to be dialogue about your show? If not, if you release them all at one time, everybody watches it at different times, different places. They probably just watch it all over a weekend, and then your time in the sun is gone. And I prefer to engage in a little bit of the conversation regarding the show. I found it really fun when we were doing like Better Call Saul recaps on Mondays.
And Succession Monday.
Succession Monday or the Jordan documentary Monday during
Last
COVID.
Dance Monday.
Yeah, look, that was awesome. The Bear's like, no, thank you. Take all the episodes and
have it all at once and forget about it in 72 hours.
You can literally devour an entire season of this not going to be another one for another year. You can just eat all this up in the span of about 3 days.
Was Taylor Swift in the trailer?
She was not.
Was Jamie Lee Curtis?
She was not.
Okay. I don't like it so far.
It's pretty bland.
Okay.
To be honest with you. I'm going to watch the show. I'm excited about the show.
Hell yeah.
I just think you could do the show in better ways. That's all.
I did hear there's going to be more restaurant.
That's what it looks like.
We got away from the restaurant.
Restaurant and Jeremy Allen White. That was what was teased.
Cousin.
From the 803.
Hi, 803.
It's from our friends in South Carolina.
We're big in South Carolina.
Watch season one of The Bear. Meh. Not so good. Actually, quite boring. Okay, now one thing I would say about that show, it ain't boring. It is more likely to give you a heart attack.
That's a stress test on the old ticker.
Yeah, than put you to sleep. So,
are you like a war general or something? Where
Slapshot.
Yeah. It's Ted Carter's burner.
The texter follows up. It was very boring.
Wow.
That's not what I got from it.
Okay.
Now you could have things to say about the show. That's fine. Like, you might not like it. That's okay. But there is a tenseness about the show that defines it in a lot of different ways. All right, Josh, what do we got today?
We have an Ipe update.
Ipe! Oh, we miss you, Ipe. He's going to jail.
Yeah, he's going to jail for... He's facing 33 years. I don't know how many he's going to get, but they're not going to say, oh, you're Shohei's guy? We'll go a little light on you. Doesn't seem that way. We do have an update on Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and who he might have allegedly sent the gambling money to. If you forget, Ipe allegedly stole nearly $17 million from Shohei Ohtani to cover gambling debts, taking the money from Ohtani's bank account without the star's permission or knowledge. Allegedly, he wired the money to a current cast member of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
That's right, Josh.
Ryan, and excuse me if I mispronounce the name. I don't watch the show.
You don't have to say the person's name.
Okay.
They just say Ryan.
Ryan.
So Ryan is the husband, or maybe now the estranged husband, of a real housewife of Orange County. Or maybe just partner. They dated. And so when I heard Real Housewives, I immediately said, my wife has to know about
this. We got to go to the source on this.
So let me go over here and see what we got. I said, do you know the real housewife named Ryan? When it turned out that Ryan was the husband or boyfriend of the housewife. Mm-hmm. He is dating a real housewife on Orange County. She, the housewife, left her husband in Arkansas for that guy, the guy who got all of Ipe's money, and he dresses horribly. And apparently he's that baseball player's bookie, LMAO, she said. Also, she follows up and says, he's a sketchy gym rat. I'm not surprised he's a bookie.
Apparently he's what is being termed a sub bookie, because it sounds like Ryan
he worked for a bookie,
actually gives the money to the bookie and is not the bookie himself.
What a small world.
Very.
Also, my wife follows up, they're actually engaged now, but also he's cheated on her. So even more evidence to the fact that he is a little bit of
maybe not a great person.
Yes.
Okay.
So Ryan, the guy who received Shohei and Ipe, well, just Shohei's money from Ipe, was the guy that was dating and is now engaged to Jen, the real housewife of Orange County.
When this goes to trial, I want cameras in the courtroom because nobody died.
Yeah.
And I just want all the details.
There's going to be a wacko documentary about it or something. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Very much so. We go to...
Who plays Shohei?
Wow. Oh, good question.
Be careful.
Thank you. We go to Florida for story number two. A man arrested for striking his wife in the face with a piece of salami has completed an anger management course as part of an agreement with prosecutors who charged him with battery following a New Year's Eve domestic fracas, records show. Patrick, 57 years young, was collared for striking the victim in the left part of her cheek with the thrown salami during a confrontation.
Not so much here. Not so much here. More here.
This happened in the Villages retirement community in Florida.
Retirement community? How old are these people?
57.
Retirement community?
Yeah.
Like community for retired people or retirement community?
I don't know.
Got to be like a Del Boca Vista.
They were the hot swinging young couple at Del Boca Vista Phase 3. Yeah.
It's not like Scenic Pines, you know. Yeah. That's where the really old people go.
Upon hitting her with the salami, the man yelled, "I threw it at you to get your attention," according to an arrest report. The woman also told cops that this had happened a week earlier as well.
It's got a lot of people throwing food at each other recently.
Part of the anger management course was for Patrick to write a letter of apology to the deputy who responded to the home on New Year's Eve.
And what'd that get him? He just had to do it?
Court-ordered apology letter. Patrick said that he's actually the victim in this whole case because it sent his blood pressure sky high, 241 over 228.
Ah, jeez.
Maybe put down the salami, too.
Yeah. You don't get that way just from being mad, I don't think.
Yeah. We've all been mad.
You might have some hypertension.
Yeah. You got to get yourself checked out or you will not be at Del Boca Vista for long, my friend.
That's right.
Finally, I'm going to give you a Pope update.
The Pope? Yeah. What's the Pope? Mock Pope?
Mock Pope. That's right.
Not mock Pope, though?
Not mock Pope.
Real Pope.
Real Pope. But it begins with Whoopi Goldberg. She may have rounded out the cast for a long gestating Sister Act 3. The 68-year-old star has teased the Disney Plus project for years, tossing around casting ideas on The View seemingly weekly. In October, she set her sights on Pope Francis to make what might be the holiest cameo of all time. Whoopi joined Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show last night.
With Jimmy Fallon.
That's right. I wanted to thank him. I've been trying to meet up with him for about 10 years now. Every time I say, okay, we'll do it, I'd step in something, and then I couldn't do it, and they'd cancel the appearance. I don't know if that's a joke or not.
What is she making?
She's making Sister Act 3.
Sister Act 1 and 2. God,
Connor. Sister Act is a movie where Whoopi Goldberg, to evade law enforcement, became a nun.
All right.
And helped the children
Why are you scoffing at me because I haven't seen this movie? This looks like garbage.
A young Lauryn Hill was in Sister Act 2. As one of the choir singers. Did it change me? No.
When lively lounge singer Dolores Van Cartier sees her mobster beau, Vince LaRocca, commit murder, she is relocated for her protection. Set up in the guise of a nun in a California convent, Dolores proceeds to upend the quiet lives of the resident sisters. In an effort to keep her out of trouble, they assign Dolores to the convent's choir, an ensemble that she soon turns into a vibrant and soulful act that gains widespread attention. This movie came out 4 days after I was born.
See?
I should
You could have watched it.
Could have been the number one movie on the day I was born.
Uh-huh.
That would have been a really bad look for that day.
For you. Whoopi Goldberg revealed that Pope Francis is a fan of the Sister Act films.
Oh, God. Is that... Is this leaning toward a potential Josh's top five, like, Pope appearances in movies?
Oh, there cannot be five Pope appearances in movies.
Not like real Pope appearances, people depicted as Pope.
People depicted as the Pope?
Yeah.
That would be funny. We could
definitely make some room for a top five at some point. You don't have to do it today.
Top five Popes in movies?
I'm thinking Eurotrip.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if the Pope makes an appearance there. He just has the Pope hat and it starts on fire and then it has the white smoke and everybody mm-hmm. thinks the Pope has died.
That's right. The two Popes, Godfather Part 3, The Pope's Exorcist.
That might not be enough there for a list.
Might be something here. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, you think about it. Just let me know.
We'll cook on it. So, yeah, the Pope.
What a story.
The Pope might be appearing as a cameo in Sister Act 3.
Sister Act films are brutally bad, says Texter from South Carolina, who doesn't like The Bear.
What do you like, Texter from South Carolina? And that, I don't know. That's not. I know I sounded angry when I said that. I'm just.
Do you think I would curious. Like Sister Act 1, 2, or potentially 3 with real Pope? Do you think I'd like it? You know what I like.
No.
Okay.
Not funny enough for you, not musical enough for you. Oh. Not that you like musicals, but you enjoy music.
I do. I do. You got it. I like a musical too. Nothing. I once started Northwest High School's production of The Music Man.
Look at you.
I didn't star, but I was in it.
You are the most famous person that was in that production, though.
That might be true. I don't know if that's true. There could have been somebody else in it.
Who's the most famous person from that class?
I don't know. I was in it. I was at elementary school at the time.
Oh.
And they invited me. Yeah.
One of those where they're like, hey, we need some kids to
I told you the, how that yeah. former music teacher told me the other night about how good I was singing.
That's right.
I can
that's
sing.
Right.
And all the people who watched me sing at the MGM Grand that one night when I did Piano Man, they're like, man, this guy can really do it.
Really crushed it.
So I do like a musical, Josh. Thank you.
What if we sold some Connor Happer Lounge albums for charity?
I could do some covers.
Okay.
I could do some covers for you. Steve writes in on Twitter, is Connor of music?
No, I don't want to go.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. But I'm musically inclined. Musically inclined. Caleb says, if you like musicals, you should watch The Producers. It's awesome. Is that true?
The Producers is very good. Yes, yes.
All right.
Also, I think you would laugh at a lot of the, and the under's going to hit here, the Nazi jokes.
Mm. A couple Pope appearances. Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Wasn't the Pope in Naked Gun?
Yeah, I was trying to, I was like, I know there's like a spoof movie, and I couldn't think of what it was.
The Pope was in an episode of Family Guy, if that counts. Don't think it does. Also, one take on blood pressure from the 402.
Okay.
241 over 228 is not just high blood pressure. It is insanely high blood pressure. The normal is 120 over 80. You need to call 911 at 180 over 120. I'm honestly surprised that that guy is alive. Me too.
Yeah.
But he's built different.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
We'll be back. The noon hour is coming up. Michael Bruns will join at the bottom of the hour. Plenty to come on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.